There's been a lot of talk about high gas prices as we watch prices climb toward the $4 a gallon mark. As a 16-year-old, I worry about costs at the pump, since it would cost me about 70 bucks to fill my gas tank from my pocket. Many people have the same concerns that I have. In fact, a recent survey done by YPress, 81.4% of kids feel that they have no control over the increasing gas prices. Last Friday, when Senator Barack Obama was in Indianapolis, he stopped at a gas station on Indy's west side to hold a press conference. He spoke about the pain at the pump, but what is he going to do about it?
Alternative fuels are one of the most important ways for us to do that. Now, corn-based ethanol is not optimal, and it's a good transitional technology to start developing the infrastructure, but the truth of the matter is that corn-based ethanol is not as efficient as, for example, what the Brazilians are doing with sugarcane. Much more efficient. That produces a lot more energy per input.
Obama has tried to reduce America's dependency on oil by teaming up with Senator Lugar in 2006. He co-sponsored the Fuels Act to reduce U.S. dependence on foreign oil by using alternative fuels and new technology. He believed it would be an enormous step towards energy independence. The bill didn't, however, become law. In 2007, the bill was reintroduced and is now in committee. These are two examples of the bills he sponsored and an indication of his commitment to renewable energy and change.
There are a whole host of areas that we've got to explore. There's no single perfect energy solution, but we've got to try everything. Essentially have an Apollo project. When John F. Kennedy said we're going to the moon, nobody then knew how we were going to do it. We didn't have the technology, but we had the will and the focus and the imagination to say we're going to do it. And it got done. And we've got to say the same thing about our energy problems. We've got to say...
And while during Kennedy's time, it took only 9 years for America to get a man on the moon, will Senator Obama be able to do the same with America's dependency on oil? For YPress, I'm Paul Winston.